that the mere knowledge of its ultimate components would be sufficient to explain a complex system. The main reason I reject this categorization is that none of these categories has much to do with what I'm talking about, though I suppose theory reductionism comes closest. Each of these three categories is defined by what scientists actually do, or have done, or could do. I'm talking about nature itself. For instance, even though physicists cannot actually explain the properties of very complicated molecules like DNA in terms of the quantum mechanics of electrons, nuclei, and electric forces, and even though chemistry survives to deal with such problems with its own language and concepts, still, there are no autonomous principles of chemistry that are simply independent truths, not resting on deeper principles of physics. Meyer and I are still on good terms, but have given up on converting each other. Most serious for the nation's research planning has been the opposition to reductionism within physics itself. The reductionist claims of elementary particle physics are deeply annoying to some physicists who work in other fields, such as condensed matter physics, and who feel themselves in competition for funds with the elementary particle physicists. These arguments have been raised to new levels of ill-feeling by the proposal to spend billions of dollars on a particle accelerator, the Superconducting Supercollider. In 1987, the executive director of the American Physical Society's Office of Public Affairs remarked that the Supercollider project is perhaps the most divisive issue ever to confront the physics community. During the time that I served on the Board of Overseers of the Supercollider project, I and the other members of the board had to do a good deal of public explaining about the aims of the project. One of the members of the board argued that we should not give the impression that we think that elementary particle physics is more fundamental than other fields, because it just tended to enrage our friends in other areas of physics. The reason we give the impression that we think that elementary particle physics is more fundamental than other branches of physics is because it is. I do not know how to defend the amounts being spent on particle physics without being frank about this, but by elementary particle physics being more fundamental, I do not mean that it is more mathematically profound, or that it is more needed for progress in other fields or anything else, but only that it is closer to the point of convergence of all our arrows of explanation. Chief among the physicists who are unhappy about the pretensions of particle physics is Philip Anderson of Bell Labs in Princeton, a theoretical physicist who has provided many of the most pervasive ideas underlying modern condensed matter physics, the physics of semiconductors and superconductors and such. Anderson testified against the Supercollider project in the same congressional committee hearing